Those new science standards require instruction in climate change in a way that really wasn't required in the previous standards. So if you go back to the old science standards from 1996, they took a much broader approach to the whole concept of climate change and global warming. And they spoke in general terms about the relationship between humans and the environment. By contrast, the new science standards that are going into effect now, actually, you know, this is the transition year, are much more specific about the contribution of human activities to climate change and actually place an emphasis on the major, quote, major role, unquote, that human activities play in causing the rise of climate change. So seeing that it's the start of the school year and this is kind of a new approach to teaching about climate change, we thought it was relevant, and obviously the topic has been in the news lately, and I think it's on a lot of people's minds these days.
And obviously when we start talking about the human role in climate change, therein lies a lot of the political debate. Those who deny human involvement on one side and those who say science says humans are absolutely involved in climate change. And the report says what students are taught about the topic may hinge on the political views of their teacher. Is this something that you found in New York State schools, or is this based on previous studies?
These are based on previous studies. They're actually based on national surveys of science teachers and the general public. And what those surveys found is that generally political ideology and political affiliation tend to heavily influence how one feels about climate change. And so if you're a teacher, it can influence how you teach about climate change. And that essentially, you know, comes from national surveys. We haven't seen any specific evidence of that here in New York State, but it is something to be aware of, you know, just in terms of sending, you know, kids off to school that, you know, this can be a factor in terms of what they may learn.
Well, the School Boards Association did do a survey of school board members. You asked about their views on climate change education. For instance, do you support or oppose climate change being taught in New York public schools? And do you support or oppose schools teaching that humans contribute to climate change? And what did you find there?
Well, what we found is that the overwhelming majority of school board members, 70%, support climate change being taught in schools, and about 16% opposed it. The remaining 14% didn't really have an opinion. Of the 70% who believe that we should be teaching about climate change, 86% of those supported teaching that that humans contribute to climate change. It seems to be consensus. You know, I mean, not you know, obviously complete unanimity, but consensus around the fact that we should be teaching about this topic.
The report does include some recommendations for school boards regarding training on this issue of climate change for teachers. What are those recommendations?
Well, we found that there really isn't a lot of text material on this topic, and nor is there a lot of preparation in teacher education programs for teachers on this topic. So some of the recommendations were for teachers to kind of go online to find resources, the NASA website, for example, and also recommend that you know, teacher prep programs consider putting more on this topic into their education training programs. But we also talk specifically about things that teachers can do in terms of teaching about climate change in the classroom, and one is to have students put their climate change knowledge into action to affect local change. Another is not to politicize the topic, just present the topic and the data to students. And we've actually found that some teachers are doing exactly that. They're presenting data and information to students and letting the students come up with their own conclusions. We also suggest that or school districts partner with organizations, for example, the Wild Center, which is a nature preserve here in New York State, so that students can actually write climate action plans or learn about this topic. And those were all suggestions in the report.
Do you find that with the new curriculum coming on board, the curriculum regarding the teaching of climate change, that this really is on the radar of school boards around the state, or will be on the radar soon if it isn't already?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I think that we've had so much focus here in New York State on the English language arts and math standards over the last several years, and not so much of a focus on the science standards. And so we're trying to really shine a light on the science standards, the fact that they take effect this year. And I think, you know, hopefully through this report and through this effort, we will create more awareness and have school boards and school leaders talking about this topic.
Dave Albert, spokesman for the New York State School Boards Association, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.